Hey everyone, welcome to Gilmore Girls. My name is Karishma and I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Jaina and Anusha. In today's episode, we'll be recapping season 2, episode 8 of Gilmore Girls. So what did you guys think of this episode?
I thought it was a pretty interesting episode. We get into some pretty heated things it's a really nice insight into like people's relationships.
Yeah, I really liked it. Mia's in town. We'll find out a little bit, but we get to kind of see what happens within like Lorelai and Rory's life when they first came in to town, and just get to know a little bit about the character. So it was great.
Yeah, I like the episode too. I like iconic phony murder or chalk outline outside of Dozie's Market, and we also see like that beginning of Suki and Lorelai wanting to open up their own inn, which is exciting. All right, so before we dive into our discussion, we're just going to take a quick break. All right, so Jaina, do you want to walk us through the first part of the episode?
Yeah, so we start out with Friday night dinners, and it's only the girls today, and Richard's out of town. Emily is saying that he's really sad because he's at some, like, terrible hotel in Ohio, and she says that it would be fun to cheer him up if Rory were to, like, set up some time to paint a portrait of herself, and they can, like, put it in his study. So Lorelai is not for this idea, and so she's like saying no to Rory, and Rory obviously is like happy to help. So they decide that they're gonna go for it. Then we transition into the next day at Luke's diner, and Luke is helping Lorelai with giving some info about how to own a business and what she all needs to do. Then we go inside the inn where Suki and Lorelai talk about different names for the new inn that they're going to be owning. And keep in mind, at this point, they haven't really owned it yet. They're just super excited. So they're saying all this in front of Michelle, who is continuously giving negative comments along the way and saying that it's going to close within the 2 years that they start because new businesses and new inns are not as successful as they think they're going to be. Then Suki and Lorelai find out who owns the inn, and they try to get in contact with them immediately. So I know I went through a lot really quick. What did you guys think of this little scene?
Yeah, it's exciting, kind of seeing them brainstorm names immediately, even before they had even bought the inn, because knowing what we know now, it's just like interesting to see like the beginnings of it. So yeah, I found that to be exciting.
Yeah, same here. I thought it was really cute how excited they were getting about their new inn and the new prospects that it's going to bring them.
Yeah, for sure. So then we go into the next scene. While there is a murder scene or a crime scene set up in front of Dozie's Market, and Taylor is awfully confused and concerned about it. But then we transition quickly to Lorelai and Suki. They go to a bakery, and Fran owns the bakery as well as the inn that they are trying to buy. So they both ask her about buying the Dragonfly Inn. That's the name of the inn there. Trying to get, and at first Fran seems super excited that they want to like get an inn together, not knowing that they're going to be asking for the one that she owns, but then she says that she doesn't want to sell the property and she plans to own it forever. So then Lorelai asks her that, you know, forever isn't really forever, right? Like, what if you like go on a long vacation? And at this point Fran is just like, oh yeah, like I don't like vacations. She's just like not getting the hint. She's like, yeah, last time I went on vacation, it wasn't that great. And yeah, technically she just like doesn't know that they're talking about like, you know, the ultimate vacation. And then she's like, yeah, I'm never going to sell this place. I don't know what you want from me type of thing. And then says, oh, you guys both look really sad, and offers them cupcakes. So we end the scene with cupcakes on that. And then we go to Rory and Lane. They're walking down the street and they see that there's like a mob. And this is where the murder scene is at. And Dozy is talking to the police, Taylor Dozy, and he is asking about like what happened, why did this happen? And the police is just saying that no one at the precinct knows anything about this. They're still looking into it. They have partners looking into it and everything. And the police just tells them to hang tight. Then Rory and Lane like walk in. They see Dean there as well. And they're just talking, making small talk about this. And then Rory notices that Jess is standing across the street just watching all of this go by. And she, I think, figures out just during that scene that he's the one that probably did this, because while she notices him, the police is mentioning to Taylor that this might just all be a prank and that he shouldn't be super worried about it. So what do you guys think about the bakery scene and the murder scene?
Yeah, I love the part where Fran just is not understanding what they mean by long vacation, and she's just like, oh, but I don't like vacations. Like, she's just not getting it. So that part was really funny. But yeah, with the murder scene, I also find that to be like, oh, okay, suspect number one, of course, is Jess. Especially suspicious how he's, of course, across the street, just like observing. So yeah, it was really interesting, like those scenes back to back.
Yeah, I thought it was like hilarious. And it's like, the like small town antics had like Stars Hollow charm. It was like really funny.
Yeah. So then we go to the next scene. They're at the kitchen, and I think it was the inn, and Rory is studying. And then Lorelai and Suki are talking about Suki's dream and how in her dream everybody was like super old, walking in cranes and everything. And even though everybody is like super old, Fran, that looks just like she is. So she's gonna last forever and she's not gonna go on the long vacation. And she's like freaking out about this. Meanwhile, Michelle walks in and he says that Mia, the owner of the inn currently, is in town. And well, she's actually here. And so both Rory and Lorelai run outside, super excited to see her. And it's super funny because Mia comedically does not understand a word of what Michelle is saying. So it's just really funny, like the little banter between him and her. You know, he continues to say like nice things and she's like, you know, you've been in this country for a really long time. Like, I still don't understand you. So it's really cute. And then we go to the next scene where Lorelai and Rory take Mia to Luke's, and Luke is also equally super excited to see Mia. And then Luke introduces the dress to Mia. So that's about it for the first half, or the first part of the episode. Krishma, do you want to tell us about what happens next?
Yeah. So Mia, Lorelai, and Rory walk into Luke's diner, and Luke immediately runs around the counter and hugs Mia. And Mia then calls him Lucas, which is really funny. And Luke says, oh, you're the only person in the world who can call me that. Then the three of them sit down to chat, and Jess also comes into the diner, and Luke introduces him to Mia. And Jess is, of course, being very like curt and rude. Mia then says, oh, that's okay, Luke, like you weren't very talkative boy at this age either. Then she tells Rory and Lorelai that Luke used to help people carry their groceries for a quarter a bag, and he wore the same Star Trek shirt every day for a year, which of course Rory and Lorelai make fun of him for. And then Taylor walks into the diner angry and demands to speak with Luke about the phony murder that happened outside of his store. And Taylor said that three people reported Jess being in the area, skulking and lurking, and how he also just so happened to walk out of an arts and crafts store buying chalk, which makes him look pretty suspicious. And then Luke defends Jess, saying that he didn't do it. And Mia tells Rory and Lorelai how Lorelai applied for a job at the inn and how Lorelai was okay with working at any job at the inn at the time, and how the inn has never run this well or been this successful without Lorelai, to which Lorelai then looked pretty sad. And then we transition over into Emily calling Lorelai about Rory's posing. And then they start arguing about what would be a natural pose for Rory, because Rory is just like sitting there with her arm up in the air at, you know, Richard and Emily's. And Lorelai then asks Sugi how to tell Mia that she's leaving. Mia then is amazed that she understood everything that Michelle was saying, and Lorelai uses that as an excuse not to tell Mia yet. And then Lorelai, Rory, and Mia walk around the town that night, and Luke joins them, and they go to the town hall meeting. And Luke learns that he wasn't invited to the town's business owners meeting because they think that Jess was at fault for that phony murder and chalk outline. And then Taylor gives the example of how this old lady from town had to drive to another town to buy a head of lettuce. And when he asked the lady who was there to verify this, she was sleeping. So she couldn't verify that that happened. Luke then continues to defend Jess. And a lot of people at the meeting chimed in on what Jess did to them. Like, he stole garden hoses, or according to Lorelai, how he controls the weather. So they're just kind of like piling onto that blame. And then Taylor said that Stars Hollow would be a better place without Jess. And Luke then says that he, you know, usually keeps to himself. He never bothers anyone. And he gets pretty angry at the fact that Taylor and the rest of the town is doing this. Lorelai also joins in and says that to give Luke time to deal with his problem before they all storm into the diner with pitchforks. And then Luke then revokes everyone's privilege to eat at the diner after the meeting. And everyone is, of course, upset at that. And then Lorelai and Rory and Mia leave. And Mia said that she found the meeting to be very exciting. So then Lorelai, of course, brings up to Mia that she and Suki plan to open up their own inn. And Mia then says that, you know, it gives her a reason to sell the place, and Lorelai looks pretty shocked, and Mia looks excited. So what did you guys think of that scene with the town hall meeting and then Lorelai finally telling Mia about everything?
I think the town hall is hilarious. I love all the town halls that they have because they're just like over the top. Like everything that they were talking about just like made no sense, but also made sense all at the same time, which is Gilmore Girls. So that was really exciting. And then I kind of felt bad and excited for like when they had to tell Mia, because we know like what Mia has done for Lorelai and Rory when they first came into town. So it was just kind of interesting, like the way that they tried to handle the situation so she doesn't, you know, feel bad about it.
Yeah, I agree. The town hall meeting was just really hilarious, and all the townspeople ganging up on Jess, and then Luke just banning everyone from eating at his diner was just really hilarious. And then I think Lorelai is just like a little disappointed that Mia wasn't disappointed, because I think she was just expecting a little bit more pushback from Mia, and I think it's just like kind of. It just felt way too real for her at that moment when Mia was telling her she was selling the inn.
Right, exactly. So yeah, Anusha, do you want to tell us what happens next?
Sure. So they're at the inn, and Lorelai's sitting at a table getting some work done, and Suki walks up to her and shows her like the menu she's been working for the wedding, and Lorelai looks at it and goes, "Oh, I can't read that." And then Suki says, "Oh, I know," and then tells her that she had it all typed up, but on the way to work, she got inspired and crossed some stuff out and wrote some new stuff on there. And Lorelai just seemed to be like too distracted and uninterested in what Suki was saying, and her mind was just not there. And Suki asked how it went with Mia, and Lorelai said, "Oh, it was just fine." And she took it like she said she would, you know, very classy. And Suki says, "Oh, that's a relief. She's really happy." But she notices that Lorelai isn't happy and says that she looked upset. And Lorelai tells Suki that Mia is going to sell the inn. And Suki thinks this is a great idea, but Lorelai is worried that Mia is going to sell it to a big chain and the inn is going to lose its personality and charm that it's had before when Mia is not there anymore. And Suki tells her not to worry and that the place will have all the charm. And Lorelai gets mad and goes, "Oh, you don't care what happens to this place." And Suki says she does. And they get into this like big fight, and she kind of projects onto Suki saying, "You can't have any emotional attachments to the end, and that it's a business and you have to stay detached." And Suki tries to reason with her and asks her if there's another location in mind. But Lorelai just says no, and then she just snaps at her and okay. And Suki suggests maybe they can buy the current in their ad, but Lorelai says, "Oh, it's 5 times the price they can't afford." And then Suki just says, "Okay, what can we do then?" And Lorelai keeps saying the economy is not good and the timing isn't right. And then Suki starts getting frustrated now, and she asks what happened, because they had a vision and a plan, and that Lorelai got the ball rolling. So Suki got on it together with Lorelai, but then Lorelai suddenly jumped off, and Suki says she's just left there confused. And Lorelai starts to raise her voice and says to Suki, I know you'd like things to be simple, but things are more complicated. And that when they're partners, that Suki can't keep like changing things around and, you know, like doing things on a whim. And then she just storms off. What did you guys think of this fight between Suki and Lorelai?
I thought it was really interesting, like the dynamic that they both had, because I think Lorelai's in like a different place of mind right now with what happened with the conversation with Mia, and Suki's just like not there yet. She doesn't really understand what Lorelai's going through, and vice versa, Lorelai doesn't understand Suki's point of view either. So it's just kind of interesting, like where they're both at headspace wise, and yeah, it's just really interesting the dynamic between both of them right now.
Yeah, I also think that kind of like what we had mentioned earlier, it seems like Lorelai's kind of scared the more that the inn becomes real to them. And so it also kind of seemed like she was trying to, at least from my perspective, it kind of seemed like she was trying to find the reasons to not go through with it right now, when in reality, even though it was a dream for her for so long, at the same time, when it does become a little bit more attainable, she gets really scared. So I feel like that's also probably why they got into this fight.
No, yeah, absolutely. So then we cut to Dean and Rory walking through town, and Dean is telling Rory that he needs to pick up his paycheck, so he goes into Dozy's Market while Rory waits outside for him. And then Jess walks up to her and says, "Oh, you shouldn't be standing here alone. I hear this is a pretty dangerous corner." And Rory is just unimpressed and is giving him short answers. And Jess asks if he's offended Rory, and she tells him no, but he should ask that question to Luke. And she tells him that the whole town like was ganging up on him at the town meeting. And then Jess goes, "Oh, you actually went to that meeting?" And he said those things always seem so To Kill a Mockingbird. And Rory was telling him how everyone ganged up on Luke, and that he's very disrespectful and he needs to appreciate Luke more. And Jess tells her, "Oh, that's not true." But Rory says she's tired of talking to him and tells him to leave. As he's walking away, Rory starts talking again, saying Jess cares nothing about Luke's feelings, and she tells him he's done a lot for her and her mom, and she doesn't like to see him attacked. And Jess says he didn't know they were so hard on him, and then Dean walks out with his paycheck and sees Jess and Rory and goes, oh, hey. And then Rory introduces Dean and Jess to each other since they hadn't met before. And when I first saw that, it took me back a little bit, like, oh yeah, they hadn't met up until this point. What did you guys think of this little interaction?
Well, the first thought that crossed my mind was, why doesn't Dean have direct deposit? like why is he going to pick up his check in person? I don't get it. I thought it was sweet of Rory to really like defend Luke in that moment, and also I appreciate Jess's comment about how the town hall meetings seem like To Kill a Mockingbird, because they definitely do, but that's why we love them. So yeah, it was definitely interesting.
Did they have a direct deposit back then?
It was the early 2000s.
Yeah, I think they would have it, like, at least, like, wire transfer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Dean would have, like, in high school still, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe he, oh, yeah, I'll have to Google it.
Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
So then we cut to Emily and Richard's house for Friday night dinner, and once Lorelai and Rory are inside, Emily greets them very excited and ushers them into the study where this giant painting of Rory in a dress reading a book is hanging up on the wall. And they're just staring up at it. And Rory goes, it's so freaky seeing myself up on the wall like that. And Lorelai's just standing there silent, probably still thinking about the fight with Suki. Emily turns to Lorelai and says, Richard's gonna love it, don't you think? And Lorelai just goes, yeah, just not saying anything. And Emily starts talking more, and Lorelai gets sarcastic and goes, oh, it's great, just a touch below Rembrandt, it's like fabulous. And Emily goes, you don't have to have this attitude, but Lorelai keeps going with that. And then Emily just walks away, and Lorelai just looks at her and like goes, mom, like. And then Lorelai just walks out. She walks into the kitchen with Emily and says to her, oh, the painting is actually great. And Emily tells her that she can be really harsh sometimes, and she doesn't know where it comes from. And Lorelai tells her she did nothing and that she's just having a bad week. And then she tells Emily about her fight with Suki. And when Lorelai mentioned Mia, Emily's face suddenly turned cold. And when Lorelai is telling her how the Independence Inn was her and Rory's home for so long, and that it was sad to see her selling the place, Emily's face becomes like concerned again. What did you guys think of this little conversation between Emily and Lorelai?
Yeah, I felt it to be interesting because, you know, Lorelai typically isn't very vulnerable with Emily, so I found it really kind of refreshing to hear her like open up to Emily about what's actually going on with her and what she truly feels about the situation. So I thought that part was very like different than what we're used to seeing. And also, side note, I looked up when direct deposit first started, 1975. So yes, okay. Dean could have definitely done that. Okay, sorry, go on.
Yeah, so then we cut to Lorelai and Luke at Lorelai's house, and they're in the kitchen, and Luke is fixing the chuppah for Lorelai while she's making some tea. And Luke mentions to her that Suki stopped by the diner, and when he asked her how the new inn was coming along, she awkwardly changed the subject to women's basketball, even though she's never shown interest in sports before. And Lorelai just awkwardly laughs. And he asked her what's been going on with that, and Lorelai says, oh, you know, women's basketball is getting very popular. But then she just caves and tells Luke that her and Suki had a big fight. And she told him what the fight was about. And she was saying how Mia selling the inn really hit her hard. And that's where she made all her memories with Rory. And she feels like she's losing her home. And Luke tells her not to be scared and to just jump in, and that it's the right thing for them. And he lets her know that it's going to be okay. And then we cut to the kitchen at the inn, and we see Suki cooking something, and Lorelai walks up to her and tries to initiate conversation, and things are a little bit awkward between them at first, but then they get into the real conversation and apologize and agree to trust each other and work together moving forward. And then we cut to the Independence Inn, and we see Emily walk up to Mia, and Mia asks if she can help her with anything, and Emily goes, "Oh no, I just wanted to meet the woman who helped raise my daughter." And Mia immediately knew that it was Emily and greets her with a smile and says she's wanted to meet her for a very long time and invites her to have lunch with her. Emily declines, and she makes a few jabs about how this is a beautiful hotel but not a home. And Mia tells Emily that she expected to meet her sometime, and Emily asked her what she planned to say if she ever met her. And Mia tells her how when Lorelai showed up on her doorstep with the baby, she's treated her like her own daughter, and that if it were her daughter, she would want her to find someone to take her and take care of her. Emily then says, "Oh, that's funny. I would have wanted her to find someone to tell her to go home." And she then proceeds to leave and tells Mia not to mention any of this to Lorelai. She opens the door to leave, but then stops and asks Mia if she has any pictures from when Lorelai and Rory were there with her. Mia tells her she'll send a box full to her tomorrow. Emily then thanks her and leaves. And that was kind of the end of the episode. What did you guys think, and what are your thoughts here between Mia and Emily and Suki and Lorelai?
Oh man, I really have forgotten the interaction between Emily and Mia, but it's just so heartbreaking because, like, we know that Emily really did care about Lorelai and Rory, and then she really wanted to be there for Rory's childhood. And like, Mia was there as like the mother figure, or like the grandmother figure, that she wasn't able to be. And so it's gotta hurt, like, seeing that other person who like helped out your daughter and your daughter's daughter. So it was just so interesting, and it was kind of like a cute, wholesome interaction, but also at the same time super deep, and it was just a lot of emotions all over the place. I really liked how they like scripted it and how everything was, and I liked the fact that Emily was like civilized with her as she could be. She did make some snarky remarks, but Mia really took it in and kind of tried to help her out with like the empathy that she had for her. So I really love this scene.
Yeah, me too. Even like just hearing you recap it now, like all of those emotions come back as to how that scene ended. So yeah, I think the show did an amazing job with that. All right, so that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be discussing a topic in the Gilmore Girls community. So definitely check that out. You can feel free to support our podcast by going to the link in our description. And you can also find us at Gilmore Girls Pod on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate and review, and share this podcast with anybody you know who enjoys Gilmore Girls. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.